Hey, y'all, it's your girl, Boonie, and you're listening to the Boonie Breakdown Podcast, your source for all things responsible and ratchet. All right, all right, all right. Welcome to this week's episode. I am back. I am feeling better. I am a little congested, but we had an amazing birthday weekend in Houston, and then I came back with a cold, and then it was the holidays, and I just did not get a chance to record this episode, which is one of my favorite episodes of the year that I do with the homie, the BFF, our responsible fave, KG. Yes, KG is here. And you know what we do? Our favorite albums of 2023. So you want to stick around for that conversation. All right. I am going to go ahead and do another pick of the week. And this is probably the first time I've done this, but I'm going to go ahead and do it again. The Color Purple. I just saw it for the second time. Literally, right before I recorded this, I saw it for the second time. And it really, really is good. So it's Boonie approved. And seeing it the second time, I want to go back and I want to give more credit to Taraji because she really held her own with Fantasia when singing. And like I saw it on Broadway, I told you guys this already. And Suge has this big song, Push the Button. And seeing it the second time, Taraji really delivered on that song. And so Danielle Brooks, scene stealer. Fantasia did great. It's her first time ever like acting in a movie. And so if you haven't seen it, you were skeptical because you know it's a musical and you don't think The Color Purple should be remade, but you should go check it out. What the best way to describe this movie is Dreamgirls. You know how Dreamgirls was on Broadway and then it became a movie? It's the same thing. This is not a complete remake of the original. It is just a movie adaptation of the Broadway musical. So Boonie pick of the week, go check it out. For the second time, I don't think I've ever done that. Back-to-back pick of the weeks, The Color Purple.
Housekeeping. Housekeeping.
Come back later, please.
Housekeeping.
Not now.
All right. First, I want to say after this week's episode, I'm going to take a little break for the holidays. So there will not be a new Boonie Breakdown episode until January 8th. We'll be back Monday, January 8th. We're taking next week off. So Monday, January 8th. All right. So do want to give some feedback for episode 244 we had with Sam Smith, redefining your personal style. And I got a message that said, love this episode. Boonie, your last two episodes have me ready to change some things in the new year. You guys know I love messages like that when I can give you guys fodder or something to consider or to make changes in your life. And so I was happy to hear that you received this episode well. All right. And just remember, we have a Patreon and I will be announcing our next book club reading for Patreon. I'm also working on scheduling a new guest just specifically for our Patreon gang. So if you would like to sign up, you can head on over and support for as low as $3 a month. That is patreon.com/theboonie breakdown. Also, you know what to do if you guys are new here. But if you are new here, then you can follow us on social media. We're on Instagram, TikTok, YouTube, Facebook at The Boonie Breakdown. We're over on Twitter just at Boonie Breakdown. All right. You could share the episode with your friends. You can put it in your Insta story. You can DM me how much you like it. You can shoot me an email at theboonie breakdown@gmail.com. I love, love, love getting and seeing all your messages and watching you share the show. All right. So that is it for me. Very short and sweet. I know this episode was late, but thank you so much for the grace to deliver the episode late. But I just love doing this episode with KG, and so I could not put it out. So I hope you all enjoy. And let's get ready to break it down. Hey, guys, it's my favorite episode of the year.
That's a lie. That is a lie.
It is. KG's here. It's the only time I can literally count on you to come.
It's the only time that I get invited.
That's the only time
the entire year I get to make it. I told you, I was like, I don't even know how to talk no more. So I'm here. I'm here. Hopefully it works. You know, for the four people that listen to this episode, hopefully it works out
he's
for you.
So modest. He's so modest. Yeah, you know, I'm excited for this one. I will be honest right off the bat. Well, let's do our disclaimer first.
Okay.
We are not saying these are the best albums.
No.
We're saying these are our favorite albums. That is literally the title of the episode, favorite albums, not best albums. So we welcome discussion. We want to know what your favorites are, too. Do you agree with us? Did we overlook something?
Yeah, because listen, this year was
sketchy on the music. It was. Yeah. I was curious to see, because I'm like, Kenny listens to way more genres than I do. Yeah. I kind of stick in the R&B. I'm an R&B girl, yeah. Right? Every now and then, people that I like the Tylers and those people can get me to listen to those albums, but I'm not listening to a Benny the Butcher album. That's just me, right? So I'm okay with that. And I accept that. But I struggled with, it was three albums. For sure. Two of them, I was kind of like, I liked them, but I couldn't think of anything that was I liked more. So that's kind of how they made the list.
Yeah, I definitely had albums that were like that I listened to multiple times this year and I did enjoy. But this wasn't a year like I feel like we've had years where it was like, OK, there
it was hard to narrow.
Yeah.
Yeah, like
this was one of the tougher ones, and man, especially for like hip hop, like
Because that lets me know it was a tough year, because normally I may have one that you say that I've at least listened to. When I went back and I was like, I can't think of a rap album that I listened to this year.
Yeah, like I have one. On my list and like a blend of one. But yeah, like there, it was a rough, I think, at least from my perspective, from a top.
I'm going to agree.
What was it? Like, it was like a record of like how long it had been since like a number one hip hop album came out. So yeah, it was like, hey, y'all, I mean, the music, you know, sometimes we feel like we're old. We're like, oh, this music is trash, blah, 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 blah. But no, I think.
I mean, we are old, though.
Yeah. Well, yes. But the frequency of the music is not what people need right now. So I don't think it's really. You're going to have the sales.
Yes, I imagine. But Here's the thing, though. Even though there were no really a lot of standout albums. For me, I did like a lot of songs. So what I started doing a practice, and I can't remember who I stole this from. I stole this from somebody. But on Spotify, I started a couple years back that I just have a playlist and it's just titled The Year. So it's 2023. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And I just add songs that I like throughout the year to that playlist. And I like going back, even though Spotify does a rap. I think I started it before Spotify started doing that. But now they have the rap. My playlist is different than, because I do feel like Spotify rap be lying sometimes, because I'd be like, I know I listened to that song, but I know I didn't listen to it enough. Like, okay, y'all playing me. So that's one thing I like to do. So we're going to hop into it. I had a couple favorite songs, though.
Okay.
So first, this may shock people, but one of my favorite songs this year, and it's on my 2023 playlist at the top because it came out earlier in the year. Tyrese's Don't Think You Ever Loved Me.
Oh, yeah. I remember when that joint, when he gave the snippet with Tank, that joint was like, oh, this is fire.
It's such a great song. Like, it is so good. Like, even though Tyrese has these moments on social media where you're like, oh, damn, he's a dummy.
Yeah.
This was a song that was like, but he still made good music. So that was one of mine. I have three favorite songs. How many do you have? I can go forever. Okay. So that was one.
Okay.
Two, I can't deny it. I can't run from it. Even though I just found out recently what the fuck she was saying in the song, Snooze, SZA.
Okay.
That's the only song I'll say Spotify got right, because I wore that song into the ground. I just learned what she was saying, though, but I wore it into the ground.
Oh, yeah, because I feel like there were a couple like TikToks that were saying like what she was saying, because I didn't know either.
I'm like, I testify. I make it very clear. I'm not no ride or die bitch. So that song is the ride or die anthem. And I'm
and she's ready.
But I fuck with it. And my number three was Moments, Justin Bieber on that Diddy album. Those are like my top three that I just ran all the time. It's a few more, some indie people, but those three, I would have to say were it for me.
Yeah, so Moments is my five. So that is my number five for my year. My number four was the Mario and Serena Claudio.
That like was a good too. One. Like her too. That was a good mm-hmm. one. That's yes. on my playlist too.
There you go. I have at number three, I have Cleo Soul when I'm in arms.
That's a good song too.
Mm-hmm. Number two, I have Yeba's Waterfall. She didn't bring out an album, but she dropped that track. And then we've talked about this song. No idea what she said in it.
Oh, the French song, yes.
Most beautiful song I've heard in a very long time. Colors. I don't even know how to pronounce this girl's name, but I'm going to go Anais Cordo.
That's yeah. how I say it.
I'm going to go Anais Cordo. Colors. If right. you have not listened to this track, I've kind of held it in the pocket.
I have too, actually. Yeah. I have not told a lot of people about it.
Yeah.
And it's funny, I had to go look. It's right above Moments on my yeah. 2023 playlist.
Yeah. It, like, I don't know how and why it makes you feel the way it does, but it is an absolutely beautiful song.
It is a good song. It's so lighthearted yeah. and it makes you happy and smile. It's a good one, but it's a completely in French. I have yeah. no idea what
to. I need to do Google Translate on it because it could be talking some wild shit. And
oh my God, I'm going to look it up right now.
Because I have no idea, but I'm imagining that it isn't. And I watched the video just because like I went down a rabbit hole like about her, but they made this song and she wrote it with like people that did not speak French at all.
Really?
Yeah, it was weird. Yeah. So
it starts, a storm of sweetness arrives in the dark night. So much fear runs through me and dizzies me every night. Here are 13 sounds full of passion in a song for me.
Okay, it fits. Okay.
Yeah, the light burns, the sun falls when I'm near you, feeling a little too much, feeling in your voice when you speak. And I know that I could never get closer to your arms. With you, the sky is empty of 1,000 colors. Oh, this is a sweet song. I'm going to keep yeah. listening. Okay. Yeah. So it is. It matches.
Yeah. If y'all get an opportunity, I'll let it out really the bag. It
really is a beautiful song.
She has a little EP.
On the EP, out. I liked the song Purple.
Purple. Yeah.
All right.
So take a listen. We'll probably have to spell out her name somewhere when this episode is in the show notes.
Because, yeah. I'm assuming that's how you say it. Hopefully we are not wrong. Yeah, so I guess you yeah. guys know that'll be one of our top 10 lists that we'll share our playlist. Yeah. But yeah, no, that was a good song. All right, let's just go right into it.
All right, I'm
Dave
with it.
Albums. We're going to start at five, go down to one like we always do. And I'm going to let you go first.
Okay. All right, let's hit it.
Best choice.
An artist by the name of No Name. And she had an album this year called Sundial. Okay. So like I said, I don't know if I like really put her in like a full, like she is hip hop, but it's like, it doesn't feel like it, but no, like the album is just like a good, like you drop it on, you feel good. You listen to it. She's talking her shit. It's just a really good vibe. I enjoyed it.
I ran it once. I did run it a couple times when I saw it on like, it popped up on my, you know how Spotify does.
Yeah.
But you know what I didn't like about the album? The fucking album cover.
All of hers joints are weird.
Yeah, that was.
Yeah, they're scary.
Always freaked me out. Because yeah. like, you know how you have your phone playing, you pick it up. I was like, oh.
Oh, no.
So.
Dang, you ugly.
Okay. So my number five. And I don't know if it counts. It's an EP.
Oh, EPs count. Okay. You know, based off of what we get in this these day and age.
All right, cool. So Summer Walker, Clear to
okay.
Pull Up, Hard Life. I really did enjoy it. It's short, it's to the point, but it was cohesive. I love that our guy, because a lot of people don't probably know this, but Jay Versace, who meme guy, the meme y'all share of eating the plate and all these funny memes, but he's a really good producer too. And so he produced Pull Up. Summer Walker, maybe, you know, a little batshit in real life, but
I was about to say, you know, you like the album. I'm not going to say it's, you know, I'm not going to say it's a reflection of you, but,
yeah, the music hits.
All right. My four, I am with Mr. Killer Mike. Mike, the only hip hop
album. I knew that was going to be on yours.
I am like, you know, obviously I am approaching a monumental age, and I need hip hop to be like grown hip hop at this point in time. Like I can put some other stuff on and just like run it. But like for me to listen to an album, I need quality. I need to talk about like substance. I need things that matter. And this is probably, I mean, he's had pretty amped up music with, you know, with the group and then the old school, like Adidas joints and whatnot. But this was like probably his most grown hip hop album. And at the age that we are approaching, that is something that fits more for me. So Killer Mike, number four.
Number four. Okay. So my number four is When I Hear Your Name by Maida. Mm. Also thinking, am I pronouncing it correct?
Oh, no.
It's funny, these people like this, I don't even know. I think I found her because the algorithm on Spotify on my Discover Weekly one day put a song and I was like, who is this? And I hopped on around. I was like, oh, it's the album. And I listened to it and I came back to it. But it has all the great people. James Fauntleroy, Lucky Day, Free National. So I fucked with it, but it also has some of that toxic R&B, similar to Summer Walker, like the song Can't Spell Sex Without X, right? Like,
oh, yeah.
But I liked it. I had to go look up recently, what does she look like? Because I was just curious. Like, I don't know who these people are.
I don't think I know what she looks like either.
Yeah, I'm assuming she's a little white girl, or at the very least, a white-presenting Hispanic. Not quite sure, honestly, but did go on her Instagram because I was like, what does she look like?
She looks like a Sabrina Claudio type of
like, I can't tell. Like, she reminds me of like a little, and I'm not saying darker in the sense of skin tone, but she reminds me of like a darker Snow Allegra.
Okay.
Like, because I honestly don't really know what Snow Allegra is either, but it's like those ambiguous looking people.
Okay. All right. Where are we at? All right. So we are at
three.
We're at three. Now, I don't know if you have this or if this made your list, but I enjoyed it. Victoria Monet's Jaguar 2. I think most people know about this album, so I don't need to talk a decent amount about it. But she's made a good blend of work.
She has. And she's been working for a long time.
Yeah. And I don't think people know that. And I didn't find out about her until, shoot, what was the track she did, the track with Lucky Day,
yep,
that popped up on Spotify, and I was like,
you found out about her. Okay. Yeah,
I probably ran that track into the
that was
the
a ground good one too. Yeah,
I was like, why is this only like a minute and a half? But yeah, I ran that into the ground. So
I like Victoria Monet. I've been following her for a little minute. So it is, I think I probably hopped on her right around like 2018 or 2019.
Oh, okay.
Because she had that song like Ass Like That. So
yeah, I probably wouldn't. Yeah. It's not mine.
So I was like, ooh, who's this? And then that's kind of hopped down that rabbit hole. So it is nice to see that she's getting her due. All right. My number three.
All right. What we got?
This might be a shock. Some people might be like, he still makes music. He had an album out in 2023. Music and Hit Boy.
You know what? The other day, I don't know what I was looking at. And I was like, I never got the chance to listen to that album.
Really?
Was it good?
It's number three for me. Dang, so it was really nice because, you know, music has started to deviate for a second.
Yeah.
Because I will argue down That Music probably had one of the best five album R&B runs for a lot of R&B artists, especially from 2000 and beyond.
Yeah.
The first five albums, especially the first three. Sure. Yeah. Four, maybe the Loosey Goosey, but five hit again. And so then he started to deviate away and was trying to do some other things. But I really did enjoy this album with Hit-Boy. Not too many features on it, but it's some good beats. I think my one favorite song that could have made, because I did 1, 2, and 3 for my favorite song, number 4 or 5 could have been, they have a song called White Rice Deja Vu.
Okay.
And I read it in the ground.
I'm gonna have to listen to it because I completely forgot about it. Yeah, like I knew it was coming and then it slipped my mind. And if I don't listen to it right away, I'm going to.
Yeah, because so much stuff comes at us. But yeah, I enjoyed this project. I think they're supposed to be doing something, another collab. Off this one.
I mean, he does. I don't know how he is on the run that he is. Like,
Hit-Boy?
Hit-Boy is on, like, even outside of, like, I guess this album, the Nas joints, that, like, the run with Nas is just, like, incredible. Yeah. Like, he just produced the album for his father that was locked up in a pen for a while. He came out and produced, like, I just don't, he's just on a run, and I'm very curious to see.
But yeah, I enjoyed. Check out the woman music. It was
okay. All right.
I fucked with it.
All right, okay.
So number two.
All right. It's a person that I have, you know, obviously she
be Taylor Swift.
I can't put any Taylor version albums on here. So you can't put, I can't put, you know, any of her newer versions just because the albums have already come out. So we're not going to give it to Taylor, but this is another white artist. So this person, has, in my opinion, has not put out a bad body of work in her entire time. And I think this is her best album that she's put out. Miley Cyrus, Endless Summer. Amazing album. Amazing album from, you know, obviously Flowers was like,
that was might a hit. Been, that was a mega hit.
Might have been, you know, track of the year.
Yeah.
Like you're going to see that on lists all the way around. But, you know, the track 1,000 Miles with Brandi Carlile. What do you have on there?
That's the other song. Was it like Used to Be Young or something?
Yeah, Used to Be Young. Like, yeah. Yep, Used to Be Young. Muddy, I think she has a track with Sia.
You know what? Now you're going to run it because have not ran the album, but I know some songs on it, but I've never ran the album. And the thing is, I like Miley Cyrus because now that you bring it up, it's a couple of her albums that I'm looking at now and I'm like, oh yeah, I did rock with those actually.
Yeah. No, so take a listen.
Sagittarius too, so.
Yeah,
so is your girl Taylor. So is your girl Taylor. I didn't know Taylor Swift was. She's like the day before me, December 13th.
Oh, yeah, she is. You're right. Yeah, you are absolutely right.
Look at your white queens.
Yeah, listen.
So my number two, Victoria Monet. She hit it out the park. I was just so happy to see her finally blow up because she's really been putting in work. The On My Mama, she had her viral social media moment, right? The video, everybody was talking about it. People who have never heard her mention her ever before were talking about her. I think my favorite song, actually, and it's funny, On My Mama is not even my favorite song from that album. I liked How Does It Make You Feel and All Right. I'm the One. So those are some of my favorites. So I'm with you.
And then one thing that I didn't say about this and what I noticed, which is very unique and what I don't see, which is why I was like kind of proud of this, is that they actually did like a kind of a rollout for her as like an artist. Like they did
they did not rely promotion. Just on social media.
Yeah, they did radio promotion. They did like radio giveaways. And I was just like, they don't do this no more.
She was on, like, she did the late night show. She was
Everything. Yeah.
And I'm just so happy too, because she made MTV be like look like dicks because they wouldn't let her perform because they said she was too new.
Yeah.
But then she's nominated for the most Grammys of everybody this go around or something.
Yeah.
So I was like, MTV looks like dummies, but I am happy to see her get her due. I will say for the Grammys though, she in a tough motherfucking category, because the one, I think it's like traditional R&B song.
Okay.
Like, On My Mama is nominated, but I'm like, I need to see Rapper Glasper win, actually. Sorry. Yeah,
I have not, I normally make my predictions based off the categories. I have not done that yet.
You're slipping.
We got time. I gotta get, listen, the ratings on a run. I'm occupied.
I did see they have the best record in the NFL.
There you go.
So we knowing things about sports.
You know, so you know, we got some important things kind of going on. But no, I'll spend some time on that. Okay. I'll be ready by the time Grammys is here. But
wonderful. All right. So what's your number one?
Number one. So again, if you all do not know me personally, I am I'm a very old soul, and I enjoy 70s soul, 60s soul music. So my number one album of the year is Mr. October London, Rebirth of.
Ah, that's a good one.
Yeah, you can't. I couldn't go wrong with this. I just saw the title. I knew nothing about this gentleman. I was like, hold on. Yeah. And the album cover gave it to me. I was like, all right, yeah, this is probably going to be for me. And I played it. And it was,
you know, he's coming to Baltimore, I think,
on Valentine's Day.
Yeah.
I can't stand for concerts no more.
Me either. I gotta have a chair.
Yeah, he's either Soundstage or Rant.
I think it's Rant Soundstage.
It.
Yeah.
And I was just like, ah, I think that's all standing. And I can't do that.
That's a good one. And y'all know I just did like a little Instagram reel about his Christmas album, because that was Sex by the Fireplace Christmas under the Christmas tree.
I saw you post that, and I was like, I don't think that's the type of Christmas music that I'm looking for.
Listen, don't be jealous.
I wasn't going to play that at Christmas
brunch. You might have another set of twins.
That's done. So yeah, I was like, nah, I'm not.
No,
gonna...
he has a great voice. He's a great voice. He really
I was, you know, a lot of people, they try to emulate people, whatever, but I think from a sound, from a vibe, the production on the album, the sound, the smoothness of his voice.
He's a good one.
Yeah.
I hope that he goes far too. I just discovered him too recently. Not the Christmas album, but like right before the Christmas album.
Okay.
Again, Spotify doing what it does, their algorithm. And I was like, who's this guy? And I went and listened to the album. So yeah, I'm not shocked at all that that's your number one now that you said it.
Yeah.
Okay. So my number one.
What we got here?
Another Sagittarius sister of mine.
Oh, Jesus.
Janelle Monáe, The Age of Pleasure.
Ooh, That was my six.
It was so good. And again, another person who did a rollout to like the build up.
That was definitely orchestrated.
So much of it. And what I will say, it was stunning, because it was like, for so long, her persona was this modest, I'm wearing black and white suits as a nod to my parents and da 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 da. And it's like, look at my titties.
I was like, I got scared, honestly, when that rollout was happening, because I was like, the music is going to be garbage.
Me too.
I was like, ma'am, you don't have to do this. Like, it's okay.
I totally was too. I said, damn it, they got her.
Yeah.
It's a wrap. The music is going to go to shit. But I loved it. I loved what she did on it. I think my favorite songs. Also, can we just talk about too, another person featuring Grace Jones? Like,
The
song with Grace Jones on it, which was great. But it was also a nice surprise to have Nia Long. Like, I love what she did with that.
Random,
Nia Long. But my favorite song was Only Have Eyes for Two.
It's a great song. Yeah.
Brava. Like, brava, because that was such a good song.
Yeah, so, that's on my list.
Yeah, Janelle Monáe, that was my favorite album. And it's funny, because that is the one Janelle and Victoria are the two that I did not struggle with. Like, as soon as I wrote this, I said, one, Janelle, two, Victoria. But the other three, like, I had a list of, like, six or seven more albums, and I was like...
Tough.
Yeah, it was tough. This year, it was not a lot. And I do think coming off of last year, we both picked, obviously, Renaissance was the favorite, right? I do want to ask you, how do you feel like Renaissance has aged? It's been a year, so it's not a lot of time. How do you feel?
I can still listen to it. But I don't. I don't. I'm still angry.
Oh, that's forgot.
Yeah.
Forgot. Beyonce canceled KG's show in Pittsburgh.
Yeah. So
and did not reschedule.
And did not reschedule at all. Like, did not make any amends or anything.
And this was his first time going to see her. So, and here's, but this is what I will say, and I don't know if I've publicly said this on the podcast just yet. I couldn't have because I haven't even been recording. I've seen Beyonce a few times. This was not my favorite show of hers.
Okay.
And not because it was a bad show, because it's a Beyonce, like it's Beyonce, so it wasn't bad. But now, having seen the movie, the film, the concert in the movie theater, and seeing the film, that's the show I did not get in Toronto. And so now my gripe was, and that was my gripe as I was watching everyone else go after me and post to social media, was that everyone did not get the same show.
Okay.
She did not move as much at my show. The mic was on. Man, she sounded amazing, but she did not move. And you see it when you watch the film. She performed to the camera a lot.
Okay.
And even at her show, because it is a stadium, you can see how she's performing for the camera, because most of the time you're watching your screens. You're rarely looking at her. So it's really weird because you're at a live show, but you're watching the screen and the artist is performing for the screen.
Gotcha. Okay.
And it was, I don't know the word for me. So when I'm watching everyone saw, oh, this was life-changing. Like, I'm like, okay, I did not have that experience. I don't think it was a bad show, but it was not my favorite show. So I say all that to say, if you go see it in a movie theater, you'll probably have a better viewing experience than a lot of people who saw it.
I'm going to have to compare. Now, from what I've read and obviously what I've seen with Taylor's. So, like, Taylor's is...
just a concert.
Yeah, it's like a concert. So you're just watching the concert. From what I've heard about Beyonce's, it's more of like a documentary
style. Yeah, you know, she got to talk to it. And so that's the thing, too. And not discrediting. I love Beyonce. I understand she is an icon. I respect that. But a lot of the stuff we get is wash, rinse, repeat. In the sense that the choreography, right? It's classic choreography. So we've been getting the same choreography for Diva with a twist for the last 15 years.
Okay.
Like, so it's like not much is changing. Because you know Diva is going to go into a dance break. And so this time she just did the little Uzi Vert hips, right? That's all we got.
That's all you got. Okay.
So the same thing now with these films. We already all knew before we even went into a theater, we knew, oh, she going to do them costume color changes like she did at Homecoming, right?
Because
we watched it on Netflix. And that's exactly what she did. So even though it is great, it is predictable. You know exactly what you're getting with Beyonce. Like, we know what it is. So at this point, it's not groundbreaking, or the shock and awe for me is gone with her.
Yeah.
I will stand Homecoming is the peak of her performance career. We're on the downturn now. And I think this tour was the setup for that. What the next act of Beyonce looks like.
Yeah, obviously, I feel like I may have said this before, with the amount that concerts cost, I wish that artists, because they're all taping this stuff, like, just put the thing out. Just put the show out. Like, I would pay, like, for most of these shows, I'd pay $25. I'd sit home. I'd watch the show. You could stream it if you wanted to.
1,000%.
But, like, you're still going to sell out going out on tour, but like there are going to be people that either one can't afford to resale, whatever the case may be, that are like, okay, I'll sit home and I will still watch you. And I feel like that has to be, and maybe that's what they're trying to do, seeing what
maybe this is a test with Taylor and Beyonce.
Yeah. But I'm like, there's a market there.
It is. And I also think for me too, I don't think I enjoy stadium concerts.
Okay.
I think now, I did see Formation, but I went to a smaller stadium because when I saw Formation, I saw her at Hershey Park.
Okay.
So a lot smaller outdoor experience, and we had amazing seats. I think that's the other part that affected my experience. I was so far away, right? Like, so going to a concert, I don't give a fuck about these people sitting next to me. I paid to see you, right?
And
I was talking about the community. Like, it was cool to see people in their outfits, but like, I was watching this, like, yeah, when I was there, I remember walking out of there, like, yeah, I don't think I like stadium concerts. Like, and I know for her, she gets more bang for her buck to go to a stadium. Instead of having to do, because she did she did 3 nights at LA, right? So she was in an arena, she would have to perform for like 10 nights to see the same amount of people. So I get it, but
you know, she couldn't do 8 to 10 like Taylor did, but you know, it is,
well, you know,
I'm
with, I didn't know much about Taylor, but when I was like, the Eras Tour, I'm looking at this, when I Googled and I was like, God damn, like,
I couldn't even try to go, like, it wasn't like I couldn't even fathom paying that much money.
I didn't know that Taylor was doing, like, I didn't know Taylor was doing those numbers. Like, it was like, it was like Toronto, Beyonce did 2 shows in Toronto and Taylor did 7.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, God damn, Beyonce did 3 in LA, Taylor did 6. And I'm like, that's a lot of motherfuckers.
Yeah. Yeah. A lot of cities she was doing, like Buenos Aires and Rio, she was 2-3 nights.
And they were saying, like, almost every stadium she's been to, if you look it up, Taylor Swift has the record for attendance.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, I'm like, damn, I just didn't know. So I, at some point, like, you got to put respect on it, whether it's your kind of music or not. And I will let people into a secret. On my 2023 playlist, the very first song, Lavender Haze, Taylor Swift.
Look at you with the midnights. Look at you. Look at you.
I will so admit proud. It for all.
I am so proud.
I did before. I don't know. I have not listened to a Taylor Swift album. I can unequivocally.
Oh, wow.
I did. I was in Tucson and I was in the car and I said, what's this song? And I Shazammed it. And I was like, Taylor Swift. Well, I'll be damned. And I had to add, it was the first song I added to my 2023 playlist.
Yeah. Like, I'm sure you have heard.
Oh, no, I know Taylor Swift's song.
Yeah, no, but I'm saying, like, you would probably be like, you would listen to Midnights as an album itself, and you would be like, oh, I know this song. Okay. You know Antihero.
No. Like this. Yeah, she's so big that I probably know way more of her songs than I just don't know the names.
The names of them. Yeah.
So I got to ask you this too. What was your thoughts on 3 Stacks? Did you listen to the flute?
I mean, I had to listen to it. I don't think that I will listen to it again.
I haven't.
I think there's a whole lot more quality music in those genres than what I heard on that album.
That's a fair assessment.
So I think that maybe people that do not listen to that kind of music on a regular basis might have been
what
like,
is that genre called? New Age?
I don't even know what I would call it. I mean,
thing was, it was the frequencies. Like, I know, you know, I do like the sound baths and stuff, and I love those things. And so it reminded me of that. And I was just like, oh, okay, this is like spa music, relaxation. Like, I put it on, and I think I got like halfway into the third song, and I was out. Like, I had to stop it. I went to sleep. Like, it was so calming. I went to sleep.
Yeah, like, I'm not, like, my background music is, like, either like traditional jazz or like lo-fi beats if I'm gonna do it. So like it was okay, but like I've not thought about it again. Like I thought about it when it came out, but
yeah, it was so much like, chatter. But yeah. I'm just curious the replay value on that. If anyone else has replayed,
yeah.
But yeah, okay. I was just curious. I never asked you that. And yes, for those wondering, I am still holding out hope for Rihanna. one day.
I don't even need to say nothing about that no more. That shit is over.
One day.
One day somebody's gonna break into the vaults, release something.
I wholehearted, like I still believe, like the kids believe in a miracle from Santa. Yeah. I believe we're gonna get it. I do. She may have one more kid.
Is that her plan?
Well, she was just talking recently at that Puma drop and somebody had asked her something like, what's something that you can't do or something? And she was like, obviously have a girl. I can't have a girl or something like that. So from that gleam, okay, she wants to have a daughter. She wants to have a mini me. But then she did say like, and the guy was like, well, you know, I got to ask for the Navy about the music. And he was like, she was like, oh, it's coming. Like she did say it, like, but she didn't say when, but she's like, it's coming.
Okay.
She was excited because she said about music and tours. She's excited to get back to that. So
now obviously I don't know if we're going to get real gossipy on here or whatever, but is ASAP going to jail?
Well, that's what the streets are saying.
Because I mean, based off of everything that I've read now, obviously, you know, innocent until proven guilty.
Going to jail is what you're saying.
But it seems like
he's going to jail.
He would go to jail.
Well, if he's going to jail, then he'll get the fuck up off her, so she won't have a baby. So maybe we would get music.
But the problem is it's going to be a different sounding music than what you would be wanting.
I'm okay with that, because here's my thing: if she had not dropped Anti before she took this hiatus, I think it would be jarring. But Anti was probably the boldest step she did in her music career. So I am open and waiting for R9. I will never.
I don't even think it will be called that.
It won't. I'm curious what she's going to be called. But like we've had all the people confirmed they've worked on music with her. Questlove confirmed it in an interview. Pharrell has confirmed it. So we know the girl.
That's been for like 7 years.
I know she's sitting on bangers, but we've seen her in the studios and she's trolled us for years. And I think maybe now she's over trolling.
She said, I'm going to give you this Black Panther song and y'all can get the hell out of my face.
You know, I just will not settle for that. Again, nothing I need to listen to ever again. It worked in the context of that movie.
Of the movie,
Yeah, like, it's not a bad song, but it's not a single, if that makes sense, right? Like, it's a movie song. It's a movie song. So it worked in there. I never even listened to the second song they came out with it.
It was all right.
Yeah, like, I don't need to hear it. But, and I was proud of her performances on her little Oscar run that she had to do. Like,
she did the Super Bowl, which is weird because it's like Usher's planning on his album after Super Bowl. I would have expected.
I think if she wasn't pregnant, that would have happened.
Okay. Gotcha. Okay. Gotta,
I think what got hijacked was, I got to make it a baby announcement instead of an album announcement. Yeah, honestly what I think happened. Child was like, fuck, we didn't plan this. Fuck, I'm pregnant. So we'll just make the announcement. That's what I gather, but I'm with you. Because normally, you're going to take advantage of all this free press that Pepsi and Apple Music and the NFL are going to give you. So
Usher joint's going to drop immediately.
Oh, I'm so excited for Usher. It may be an unpopular opinion. I did not see Usher in 2023. I saw Usher in 2022. And the Usher Vegas residency was way more enjoyable than Renaissance, the tour.
But I can imagine that.
And I know size and spacing and theater versus stadium. But overall, I just was far more entertained at Usher than I was at Beyonce.
Okay. Ain't nothing wrong with that.
And I will stand on it. Because I've been in love with Usher Raymond since I was 13 years old, and the man still look good. So, before we wrap up, Are you two going to join like everyone else in 2023? Are you going to get on the Ozempic train?
You're out of your mind. Out of your mind. Listen, I've changed my thoughts on it. So, you know me, I'd be like going in the deep, like rabbit holes with shit. But like, it seems like obviously it's like literally a miracle drug, which is cool. But I'm like, one, I could never take it. But anyway, but for people that may need it, like it was like it changes your like the cravings. So it's not even just like you're losing weight. It's like you're the thought pattern you randomly like for me, I may be driving out and I'd be like, oh, I could stop and get something. I don't need anything.
That's literally what I was trying to explain to somebody. It's not so much a weight loss drug as it is a addiction drug, right? Yeah. Like,
so they were saying like they are going to try to use it for other things, from a weight perspective.
It's not attacking anything in your belly or how your fat burns.
Yeah,
it goes to your brain and it plays with your pleasure receptors, so you can experience. It changes how you experience pleasure with the way dopamine is released.
Exactly. Yeah. So I feel like they're gonna manipulate this one into a lot of different things. So, I mean, it's scary and it's promising. Let's cure cancer and do some other things first.
They can't do that. I know it's not the thing to say, but their big pharma is never going to cure cancer.
Yeah,
and that's why I don't trust it, because I'm like, big pharma is not trying to cure obesity, like, because it's like, what is this replacing? Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, yeah. They're not, the big pharma is not creating a drug to cure obesity.
Yeah, and I think what was it? One of the podcasts that I was listening to about this, they were saying like that. Like, if this becomes as big and takes over as large of a market share as they're hoping and planning, like, say, if it gets picked up by government health insurance or like large employer health insurance and they cover it and a lot of people are taking it, if that becomes the case, then not only is that going to change, like, you know, people physically, but it's also going to have to change what these large, like PepsiCo and Coke, McDonald's, all these places are selling, because it mentally changes the things that you want and it changes the cravings.
And I can't believe they would let that happen, right? Because all this time, though, you know, I said this the other day, and this is so like not politically correct, and maybe I shouldn't say it on the podcast, but I was talking to my other best friend and I was like, fuck Nancy Reagan, because they were telling us to say no to drugs, but the real drug was food, right?
Yeah.
Like,
that's
the
it.
Food industry has killed us and makes us sick. And it's so far gone that we can't reel it back in. So
it's impossible.
I can't see these companies that make a lot of money off of us craving, oh, I want some McDonald's french fries. Oh, I want an Oreo cookie. Oh, I want this, to let this drug come in to change how people literally will crave your food.
Mm-hmm.
So it's going to be interesting to watch this whole Ozempic thing, but...
Yeah,
Oprah has endorsed it.
I take it like taste here, taste there. I'm like, God dang.
Yeah, I mean, now that I'm like, okay, that makes sense, because Gail King looks good too. So I'm sure Gail is on it too. Like, anybody who's gotten skinny recently in Hollywood, I'm crazy.
Like now that I look back at like, who is it? Like Adele, slim down. Like, I look Ozempic. At her and I'm like, oh, yeah. Ozempic. Yubba. I don't know if you knew Yubba. Like, when she, she's like, I'm like, okay. I was like, first I thought it was drugs, but now I'm like, everybody is on the O-pill.
Everybody's on Ozempic. The Kardashians, all, like, everybody's on it. And I'm just like, damn. So is that going to be the new push? Okay. Yep. Your BMI, the doctor is like, you're fat. Get on Ozempic. Like, you got to get on it.
Yeah.
Like,
absolutely.
Be like, it's going to be mandated by your insurance. Up, you're overweight. Get on Ozempic.
They're going to see, well, if your doctor sees that you have a type of insurance that covers Ozempic, they're going to push it.
And it's funny because I was just joking with my doctor when I went to, I love my doctor, but I was joking with her and I was like, okay, great. We fixed one thing. I'm good. I got a 5-star physical. Great. Give me Ozempic. And she was like, absolutely not. And I was like, what? She's like, I'm not prescribing you Ozempic. You're not diabetic. You're not pre-diabetic. And I'm like, but I just want to be skinny like everybody else. And she was like, get out of my office. But it would be interesting to see.
In 2 years, that's going to be a whole different.
That's what I'm saying. It'll be interesting to see because she's like, no, she's one of those doctors. Like, I'm not prescribing things you don't need. So I'm like, can I get this? And she's like, no. Because I asked to go to, I don't know if people know the difference between a dietitian and a nutritionist. Like, anybody can say they're a nutritionist, but dietitian has gone to school. They have studied all this stuff. So I was like, I would like a referral to a dietitian. And she's like, you're not diabetic. And I'm like, but I have to have diabetes. I'm fat, right? Y'all keep saying I'm fat. Can I go to a dietitian? She won't even prescribe for a dietitian. She's like, just eat right and exercise. Like, the scale is already going down. Just keep doing what you're doing. And I'm like, I just want to do it faster.
Yeah, I would be curious. I'm going to remember this. Next year when we do this pod, I'm going to say, after your physical, what did your doctor say?
I'm going to see when I'll be like, I've lost. Okay, hopefully by then I can be like, I lost 60 more pounds. Okay.
Yeah.
And then she'll see if she'll be like, well, take this shot and it'll make you lose more.
But I mean, the crazy part is like, you can go to like any of these, like,
the online, doctor now.
Yeah. Like, you can go to online pharmacy and get it now. Like, and they don't care.
They don't mind. Literally the place I go to get my facials and my eyebrows done. It's a nurse practitioner who does like B12 shots and like IV drip. You know, everybody likes those IV drips.
Yeah.
She gives them in there too, $150 a shot.
Dang. That's crazy.
And where I get my eyebrows done.
Nah.
Yeah, that's so crazy though. Okay. Any crazy things from 20... this year was just so long, from 2023, that just like, you can't believe happened.
Man.
This year's so long. I don't even remember things that happened 6 weeks ago.
Yeah, I mean, obviously, like, somebody had to remind me that the whole submarine thing happened this year.
That was this year?
That was this year. And it was, like, the middle of the year. It feels like 5 years ago. But no.
Damn, that was this year?
It was, like, June. Yeah, it was, like, June.
Damn, that shit was some wild shit, though. Yeah.
Like, we were all deep-sea diver experts.
Like, their bodies compressed within 2 seconds.
Like, I ain't no shit about no deep sea diving, but I was on it. I was
no, the I jokes was though the jokes that went
yeah.
off
yeah I like know, that just, was this year.
Well, then I have no idea.
Yeah,
I have no idea. Well, you know what? You'll have to come back next year. More.
Oh, you know I'm ready. I'll
okay, you know what I was going to say. See, this is what happens when you've been friends for decades. I need to finish my thought because it's election season.
Yeah, I'm here. I'm ready.
This is our political pundit. I think it'll be interesting next year what's going to happen. Okay, we're going to call it here. And we're going to wrap up. Is Biden going to run? He's going to stay the ticket. He's going to stay the nominee.
He doesn't have no choice. It's too late now.
It's too late. Wow. Okay. So the ticket is going to be Trump Haley.
I would say so. I would say so.
And if Trump wins, he's not leaving office. This next time, he's not, unless he dies, I don't think he's going to leave.
He may win and never see the office.
So he could, his arrest and stuff could happen?
It's very possible.
Interesting. Well, this will all
which is why you see the push right now for somebody that people would be okay with, because they know that it's likely that
he could win and go to jail.
He could win.
This is just so asinine that someone who has 4 or 5 cases open could even run.
Yeah. So they have to make sure that they sell the person that's going to be next in line, because it's very likely that.
Isn't it so crazy that the two choices, so you have one side, an old guy who has done a pretty decent job. He did what he was supposed to do, come in and restore order, right? And I know people look at the economy, but somehow the economy is doing well, even though. The
economy is doing well.
Like, even if
inflation is down.
Yeah. And so you look at somebody like that who is old and could die in office, and then you have Kamala, or you have someone who is old, completely unfit, and could win and go to jail, and then you have Nikki Haley as president.
Yeah,
look at this, ladies and gentlemen. Yeah. Fantastic choices.
But hey, listen, all that matters is that all of them will keep us in war. And really, at the end of the day, the powers that be, that's really all they care about.
Well, that's when the money's flowing.
Yeah, money got to flow that way. So people get rich when we are in conflict.
Oh, so, that's gross.
Peace don't bring no dollars.
Damn. See that? There you go. That's your political. This is my political person I go to, because I it's terrible to say out loud, but like sometimes ignorance is bliss. And so sometimes, like, some of the stuff that's happening currently in the world, I'm aware that it's happening. I think some of it is gross, but I can't ingest it all the time because it's too much. It's too much. And so I tap in on occasions and I hit Kenny like, what does this mean?
it's a lot going on. Next year is going to be absurd. Like, it's going to be absurd. It could rival 20.
The last time Kenny said this shit, okay? Yeah. He had tweeted, it was in the end of 2019 or early 2020, and he had tweeted some shit like, buckle up, we about to see something we ain't never seen before. And literally in March of 2020, we know what happened. So the fact that he's saying this now,
I can't even like fathom the ridiculousness that is gonna happen next year. I'm just gonna let y'all know, like, don't be getting upset when some of your faves are out there talking bad about old Joe and hopping on the Trump train. So,
yikes.
You're gonna see some people that normally you have the celeb crowd that is fully behind a Democratic candidate, you're going to have some flips this rotation, and y'all going to have to make peace with that, because the workings are there. They're already working on it. So have fun, enjoy, save some money.
Save money. Well, friend, thanks.
As always.
Happy New Year.
Happy New Year.
I'll talk to you in real life, but happy New Year. Bye.
Bye.
All right, that is it for this week's episode. I want to thank the homie, the BFF, the responsible Faith KG, for dropping in. I will hold him to him coming back so we could talk some political shit, because we need to know what's happening in the world, because he's my source. So I'm going to share my source with y'all, all right? Also, just a reminder, there's no new episode next week. We are taking the week off, and we'll be back with a new episode on Monday, January 8th. All right. So if you enjoyed this episode, I encourage you to listen and subscribe to the podcast on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Amazon Music, iHeartRadio, YouTube, or any apps that you listen to your favorites on. I really hope that you had a great Christmas with your families, your friends. I hope that you have been able to take this week off and rest, because I have been resting. All right. I just want to thank you all for your support in 2023. I want to thank you all for letting me have the space and grace and time to walk away, to step away and take care of me. And so I hope that you have found the space to do the same for yourself. All right. And so I want you all to have a dope rest of your week. Stay healthy, safe, and sane. I want to thank you for listening. And remember that the ratchet in me always honors the ratchet in you. Homaste. Until next time in 2024, happy new year and have a great, great, great end of your week.